The Lord said to read the 8th chapter of Matthew, and as we do it, to realize that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that He still desires to act the same and to be the same, to do the same, and we're His body. In other words, if He's going to do it today, He's going to have to do it through us. That means we're going to have to cooperate. In other words, we're going to have to do it expecting His power to flow and do the job through us. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When He was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed Him. Well, I'm not going to try to be funny tonight. That wasn't funny. But the first thing we see here that Jesus did, He went to the mountains. So, all you mountain goers, here's your justification. You can say, well, Jesus went to the mountains. Yeah, but it was His custom to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath. So, seriously, there is a point here we've got to bring out. When He was come down from the mountain, what was He doing on the mountain? He was praying. He was fellowshipping with the Father. He had drawn apart. He'd drawn aside to spend time with His Father. And so, right here, this is the key to this whole chapter. It starts out saying, when Jesus came down from the mountain. In other words, Jesus, even though He was perfect, sinless, even though He never made a mistake, even though He was God in the flesh, He still found it necessary to fellowship with the Father. And after doing that, after coming down from the mountain, great multitudes followed Him. Verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, He just came down from the mountain. Great multitudes are following Him. And Jesus put forth His hand and touched the unclean leper, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, one translation says, I am desiring it with all my heart. In other words, I will is a stronger assertion than this, oh yeah, I'll do it. It's saying, yes, I desire. That's the same desire I have. You have a desire to be healed? Well, I have a desire for you to be healed too. And unless and until we get the right concept, the right picture, the right image of God and His attitude towards sickness, then we won't make much progress in this world reaching the lost. But when we realize God's attitude toward loss, suffering, dying, sick, diseased humanity, and we realize that not only is He willing to see them whole, to see them set free, but He's desiring it with all His heart. Until we do that, we won't be near as effective as we could be. So Jesus here sets the record straight once and for all. He said, I will. I am desiring it from all my heart. I do desire it. Be clean. In other words, He said, be healed. Be healed. What happened? Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now right here, Jesus is not going to tell somebody to do that today. He's not going to say, well, go to the Jewish priest as soon as you get healed and offer the sacrifice that the law of Moses commanded for lepers to make after they were cleansed. Jesus is not going to do that today, is he? Is he? Why? Because Jesus is the end of that law for righteousness, because he is not expecting us to go by those sacrifices and all of that rigmarole. But during that time, the law was still in effect. Jesus hadn't died yet. Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead. So we have to bear that in mind. So we shouldn't go forth and lay hands on people and say, in Jesus' name, be healed.